The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it's Damian from Marketing Food Online. I hope you guys are having another great day. Okay, this podcast, I'm going to give you five attributes, five characteristics an entrepreneur, specifically a food entrepreneur, needs to have in order to be successful. Let's get it started. All right, guys. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit about the experiences that I personally have actually been through over the last 11 years as an entrepreneur. Specifically an entrepreneur in the food industry, in the food business. Before I had my food businesses, I actually did have a couple of other businesses that I had while I was in college. They were not food related at all. Don't get me wrong. They were actually nothing to do with the food business. They actually were mainly to do with the art industry and art business and becoming a professional artist, which I did that for a couple of years. A lot of great feedback and positive energy from people, but not a lot of money coming through my hands. So I decided to change it up a little bit and then use my creativity when it comes to food. And that is what's led me here today. So a little bit about what I've been able to learn over the last over a decade of being in the business for myself and being self-sufficient and growing a business and everything else that goes along with it are the following five things. And of course, let me tell you, there's really more than five characteristics, but these are five that I truly believe in my own heart that are super important, mainly for food entrepreneurs. Being a food entrepreneur is, how do I say, for lack of a better term, it's much different than being an entrepreneur in finance or technology or any of that sort. There are certain characteristics that go along with any type of business that you start. If you are a beginning entrepreneur, there are dozens of traits that will definitely fall in line with any other type of business. But when it comes to food, especially trying to create something new or something just kind of not necessarily repackaged, but taking an old product and making it fresh again, maybe it's a new flavor profile, maybe it's a different composition, maybe it's a protein bar, maybe it's something in a high fiber bar, maybe it's something nutritious, maybe it's just something indulgent. You really got to have the following five characteristics. And if you don't have them right now, that's perfectly fine, because characteristics and traits can actually be developed. They're not necessarily something that I don't believe anyone's born with them, but you have to go through the thick and the thins in order for you to develop certain characteristics. And these would be those. So number one, you've got to be courageous in a way that you could try new things. Okay. Obviously, if you're working right now, you're probably working a job and you may enjoy that job, but the job is not something you want to be doing for the rest of your life. You want to take control of your life. You want to lead it in a direction that you think it would be best for you. And of course, allow you to follow a passion that's in some type of a food business or food industry. That's why you're obviously listening to my podcast or watching YouTube. So trying new things, have the ability to kind of step out and try something new. Not out of the fear of failure, but just out of the fear of simply not trying. I personally don't believe in anyone. I don't believe anyone has ever failed at anything. I believe simply that you've figured out something that may not work for you so you can find the one that does. That's not failure. That's actually learning. If I'm not mistaken, Thomas Edison said that he failed. He never failed once in his life. He just realized 10,000 ways that it didn't work. So he could find out the one way that it did. But that is a great mentality. That's a great way to look at life. And that's something that I've adopted over the past few years, becoming better and better at what I do and more passionate about it and just not thinking about the idea of failure, but more or less learning. But if you never try something new, then obviously you'll never know whether that would work for you or not. So the next one up is ask questions. Let me tell you, as an entrepreneur, you're going to have a million questions. And you know what? It's good that you do. You need to have a billion questions, to be quite honest with you. I can't tell you how many times a day I still Google things. If I have a question about something, I'll Google it. I'll look into it. I'll find some article. I'll find a YouTube resource, a video. I'll find something to get the answer to the question. But never stop asking questions. It is one of the most pivotal, one of the most important aspects of being any success in anything, whether it's in business or anything for that matter. Just constantly ask questions. If you don't have the answer to something, well, find out. It's not that hard. What's hard is sitting back and not actually asking a single question and taking life as it comes to you as opposed to you going after it. That is harder, in my opinion. Because at the end of the day, when everything's said and done, and, you know, not to get too deep here, but, you know, when your life is finished and done with, you know, we're not on this planet permanently. And once you're done and you're finished, you don't want to be sitting there in the last few hours of your experience and think to yourself, you know, this life is could have been so much more if I just maybe tried or maybe asked some more questions. Maybe I should have asked about that. You know, maybe that could have led to something bigger. Please just start asking questions. Whatever it is that you're doing, pursue those questions. I do it every day and I love it. I love coming up with questions. I don't have fear about asking something because if I don't know, well, then I want to find out. Next one up is you've got to be able to see a bigger you. Not necessarily in a way that drives you obsessively every single day to reach that goal instantly or to do it overnight, you know, having a quick success. But in the long run, a bigger you, something that you want a bigger life. You want something more than what you have. And if a food business is what is the gateway that allows you to reach that, well, then so be it. If it's not food business, well, then maybe it's just an entrepreneur, maybe it's some other type of business, and that's perfectly fine. But if you can only see yourself where you are now, if you only see yourself in the rut that you're in now, and you can't see a bigger you tomorrow, a week, a month, a year, 5 years from now, then you're not going towards the direction where you really need to be. If you have an idea about becoming something bigger, something better, something healthier, something just more successful, and you have the ability to see that is hugely important. Because nobody else is going to see it for you. Okay, and I'm definitely not the first person to say this, and I won't be the last. But that's something that I've realized now. If I can't see that for myself, I can't expect my wife to see it. I can't expect my kids to see it. I can't expect anyone in my family to see it. I have to see that. I got to be able to put myself in that position, in that circumstance, where I really, really want to be. And if you don't have that ability, well, you can work on it. I'm not saying you got to have it this very moment and second. But definitely try to see yourself as a bigger person. Enjoying more of life as opposed to just allowing it to go through you. The next thing is kind of a little bit like the try new things, but being able to step out of your comfort zone, you know, being uncomfortable is a great way to be honest with you. If you're too comfortable sitting on the couch after working 9 to 5 every day, watching television and falling asleep and doing the same thing every day, and that comfort zone has literally almost mummified you. It's put you in a comatose state where you're just not even able to see outside of that 9 to 5. And that comfort zone is really, truly destroying everything that you could potentially be. You need to step outside that comfort zone. You need to try something new. And having the ability to be uncomfortable and understand what that means as far as growth and growing as a person and an entrepreneur and as a business owner, et cetera, that uncomfortable feeling can lead to some amazing experiences in life. Trust me. I have been uncomfortable for the past 11 years. And I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't change a single moment that I've made any decisions in the past 11 years. The goods and the bads, the things that I've learned from, the financial challenges I've had to overcome, and everything else personally. But to be honest with you, if you don't have that drive to feel uncomfortable, it is okay to be uncomfortable. You should be uncomfortable. Comfort is something that can kill everything about your life, okay? And lastly, I want to touch on risk. You have to have the ability to take some risks, okay? If you lose everything tomorrow and you learn a huge lesson from it and you can rebuild, I can only tell you you're going to be twice as powerful and twice as strong as it was the day before. I personally have gone through some financial situations where I have lost everything. I've been through that. I know what that feels like. But I didn't get myself caught up in that. It was an experience. It was something I should have experienced. And I'm glad I did experience, to be honest with you. Because if I didn't, then I wouldn't be where I am at this very moment in time giving you this podcast and telling you that I was able to learn from it. Because this life is nothing more than just a constant learning process. But if you don't ever take a risk to try something just because you're afraid of losing that thing, things can be gotten, money can be earned, you can create all that stuff. But time, the limited amount of time that we have here, is that you can't get that back. But stuff and things and money and houses and cars and all of that material things, that stuff just comes and goes. It's transient. You don't attach yourself to it. But if you do attach yourself to it and you're too afraid of losing the things, the only thing you're going to lose is that goal or that dream that you really wanted to do. That's what you're really here for, not to accumulate a bunch of junk. And I have. I've been through that. Actually, I've been through it twice. So learning from that and picking yourself up and moving forward, that's truly the only thing that could push you beyond trying to motivate yourself or get into a positive mindset, or is the fact that when you lose all that stuff, or if you've been at that bottom, then the only place to go from there, and as cliche as it sounds, is to go up. I mean, you really can. But learning from it and making yourself mentally stronger and more focused, that's priceless. There's no money for that. So these are five little simple characteristics. I personally have experienced these things throughout the past 11 years, and it's only made me more focused and even more determined and more passionate about what I do. And I just thought I might share these with you. So if you're kind of on the fence and you listen to a lot of podcasts and you listen to YouTube channels, I mean, not only just mine, but everyone else's, whoever you're listening to, and the books that you read, you know, motivational books and all that stuff, at the end of the day, you gotta take some risks, get out of your comfort zone, push yourself, be uncomfortable, and simply ask questions and learn and learn and learn. Because you would be blown away, even in a month's time, 2 months' time, 3 months' time, how much your entire life will be different if you start stepping outside your rut and stepping outside that constant just hamster on a wheel mentality. And you're going through the same motions every single day, doing the same thing, but you really have this passion to start a business. And again, it may not be food, and that's fine. It'd be whatever type of business you want. But there's a lot that you can learn about yourself. The really cool thing about being an entrepreneur is that not just the business part of it, but the ability to push yourself as a person, to try to stretch yourself, get your imagination going, get creative, come up with some ideas, you know, and then the financial benefits of that and the rewards of that are great. That's not why I do it. To be honest with you, that's not why I do it. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up really quick, and I'm going to see you guys on the next YouTube video or possibly on the next podcast. Take care.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.